Genus Steel offer full-service structural steel to leading industrial and residential builders across all metropolitan Melbourne and regional areas of Victoria. At Genus Steel, we take pride in our product, service and reputation. With over 40 years industry experience, Genus Steel manages all aspects of steel fabrication from on-site measuring, in-house drafting, fabrication, through to full site installation. We work closely with our customers to deliver innovative solutions to facilitate projects of any size. For further information, please contact genussteel.com.au or contact the company on 03 9465 1287.
Yes, absolutely. From the senior women's team, we have new 2019 new signing, central midfield dynamo, Claudia De Marci, in with us in studio. Claudia, welcome to FNR.
Thanks for having me.
It's fantastic to have you on the show. Firstly, take us through your last game. It's been a fantastic start by the women's team. How did you see it?
First game of the season, of course, had to be against my old team. the girls, honestly, the scoreboard showed it all. Like 4-0, we should have probably could have won a bit more. The girls played really well together and it was a good first game of the season.
So obviously a dream start. And what were the main positives that you took from that game? Obviously there are a lot of them. And what are a couple of things you think can still be worked on?
Positive, I think we did play pretty well together. Considering like we've played a couple of games, but that was our real proper game. So we did gel as a team. Negatives, I don't know.
maybe it's difficult to say.
Maybe kicking it away from the keeper. We had a lot of chances in the first 5 minutes, but I can't really think of anything. Round one, so it's always up from there.
So you mentioned that you had played at Bundoora for the previous, what, 7 or 8 seasons,
yeah.
Is that right?
I think it was about seven years.
Yeah. So yeah. What was it like coming up against them, like straight away, your first game for a new club and up against your old team and no doubt still a few friends at the club?
Yeah.
Was there a bit of banter out on the field and a few nice words said?
Yeah, there was actually a lot of banter. First time I got the ball, one of my friends, close friends, she literally took me down, but it was all in the love of the game. You know, I've played there for 7 seasons. So it was hard facing them first round, but the Preston girls are really good. I was really nervous like all week, but the girls are really positive and I'm happy that we got away with the win. Hopefully we can beat them again, but that's a Bundoora's ground again. Yep. Like I've played there for so long, so we'll see how we go. Cool.
Now it was pretty warm conditions on Friday night. Actually, I think it was about 25 degrees, and the crowd really came out in force for that game. Did you know the noise and the having all the people there and the noise just spurred you on for a really good game?
Yeah, actually, like there was such a big hype about the game. And I knew so many people coming, but once I was on the field, I didn't expect to have that many people there. And I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who came down. And, like, just when we scored the roar after the game, it was just amazing.
And 7 years at one club, that's not an insignificant stint. So it must have been hard to make that decision to change. What prompted your decision to come over to the Lions?
It was hard, I won't lie. I did get begged a lot, but I'm happy with my decision. One of the main reasons was Luca. Like, I've known him for so long. He's been my coach throughout school. And also, like, I knew a couple of the girls, and I just felt like it was time for something different. So, yeah, why not? Go to my rival club. But Preston Bundoora used to have, well, they still do have a rival. So now I'm on the opposite team. So, yeah.
And the notes prepared for me kindly by the absent Dave Svetkovsky say you're a fierce competitor, not afraid to give as good as you get in central midfield. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I don't know.
A bit of white line fever?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a bit hard against my old team, so I couldn't really go in as I usually do, but still 17 games to go, so hopefully guys can see a couple slide tackles that I'm known for. But I haven't done any yet, so hopefully maybe this week we'll see.
What are some of the other qualities that you bring to Preston, you know, whether it's as a player or just as a person? Because as I understand it, you've really taken a lead in buying into the culture down at the club under Coach Luca, as you mentioned earlier. So what are some of those other qualities that you think you bring to the group?
don't know. hopefully I'm nice. I think that I get along with most people. So, yep. And like I said, the girls were really welcoming, so it was helped. It's just such a positive vibe to be around. Yep. I don't know.
Yep, they're a close-knit group.
Yeah, very close. And like most of the team, like I just met this year, so like considering how close we are, you wouldn't have picked it. It's like we've been playing together for like for life, honestly. So,
Is that just luck, or is it something being done in preseason to help knit the group together?
Preseason, like I came a bit later, so I literally didn't know most of the girls. But Luca, he's, you know, throughout preseason, I was hearing about how good it was, how close the girls have been. And like I said, as soon as I came to the team, I just felt like I've been a part of it the whole time. So the girls, they've gelled really well. The coaching staff, like it's just a really good environment to be in.
And I hear Luca is a coach with pretty exacting standards. He doesn't usually, you know, let anything slide if it's not up to what he expects.
Yeah, Luca's straightforward, and like as a player, that's what drives you to play to your best. But yeah, Luca's great. David's great. All the coaches are really good.
And that coaching team has been together for quite some time, as we learnt from the women's launch the other week. And they seem to have, you know, a fairly good plan of what they're working towards this season. Seems to be a good chemistry within the coaching staff as well as the playing group.
Yeah, so like I said, the coaching staff, like they've known each other for a while, I'm pretty sure. And you can see it, like they just get along so well. And like every training session, like they know what they're doing. Like they work together and it's really, really organised. So that helps us as well as a team.
Yeah, there was plenty of excitement in the change rooms after the game, singing the song. We all saw the footage on Facebook. And I actually saw someone holding up the phone. I'm guessing they were trying to sing the words from the phone because they didn't know the words. Was that wasn't you, was it?
That was not me. I had no idea what I was singing. I was just copying. It was Liz. I thought she would have known the song, so I was a bit surprised. But, yeah, it was good. It was good to sing the song. But, yeah, I had no idea what any of the words were. So hopefully we can sing it a couple more times.
That was good. It was sung with plenty of gusto, that's for sure.
And obviously, hopefully there'll be more opportunities to learn those words throughout the rest of the season. But what does it mean coming to a club like Preston with such a history, such a sort of ingrained culture, having to adapt to all of that as well?
Like I said, like my old club, like Preston's massive compared to like any other club I've been at. And like you can tell, like being here tonight, like it just feels amazing. Like I've never been a part of anything like this, and I've been playing soccer for like my whole life. So, yeah.
Well, let's look ahead to this weekend. The women are away to Moreland Eagles, I think it is. Or Moreland Zebras.
Moreland Zebras. Zebras, yep. Yeah.
There's about 16 Moreland
teams. Yeah, there's quite a few of them, isn't there?
It gets quite confusing.
I'm with you there, Josh. this Sunday at D. Cheney Reserve in Coburg, with your reserves kicking off at 11 a.m. and the seniors at 1 p.m. So another local derby. What's been the focus at training this week leading into that game, and what do you think you can expect from Moreland?
I was actually at their cup, their first game of the season. I went to Ballarat to watch because a couple of my friends play there. Yep. I went to watch their game and I just spoke to Luca about it. One of our main focuses this week is to try and play through the middle. If we can do that, I'm sure we can get away with 3 points.
And the fans, I know, don't just come here for the game plans and all of the talk about the coaching staff. They want to know the inside story, the goss. So let's dish out some details. Who's the loudest in the change room? Who are the big personalities?
Oh, my God. This is probably Amina. She's a funny character. She's new to the club, but she's so loud. She brings a lot of energy, I got to say. Everyone's pretty much, you know, out there. Liz is a bit of a... Yeah, she was the one in the centre at the song, so she's another one that's pretty loud. But yeah, I'm not that loud, I don't think. I'm just the quiet one that just comes.
Now, I understand we're waiting on an international clearance to come through for a lady by the name of Alan Johnson, yes. Who's the better half of Reece Saunders, I believe. We're hoping that'll come through if our compatriots over in the UK get their act together and get the clearance done. Tell us a little about her. She's obviously been training a little bit. Is she...
Yeah, I keep bugging Luca and I keep bugging her to get it sorted because, you know, I watched her play in the reserves a couple of weeks ago and I was telling Luca, like, for the past 2 weeks, I want to play with her. Like, you can tell she's actually, like, she's amazing. on the ball, so composed. You can tell she's been playing in America for like her whole life. She brings a really loud presence like on the field. Yep. She's confident, she speaks, and I think we need someone like that. Yep. Like we've got a couple of girls, but I think she'll be really good for us.
So a good leader.
Yeah.
What position does she play? What kind of a player is she?
Well, I was told she was a left back, but then I watched her play and she was playing everywhere. So as a coach, then he's loving that. So yeah, I think he'll want to play her in the midfield, which will help us as well. Yep. So yeah.
Must be good to have a player that can just rotate through any position. So,
she was going everywhere. I still don't know where she plays, but I was told left back, but she was the opposite when I watched her, so I'm not sure.
Plenty of flexibility. That's fantastic. And do you think she could, you know, have a similar impact to what her better half has, or her lesser half, I should say, in the men's team?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, she's got this confidence, like presence on the ball. She's very confident, so I'm excited to play with her.
Fantastic. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for coming into the FNR studios and joining us here on the Lion's Den, and best of luck for the game against Moreland.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and hopefully we can get away with the win.
Absolutely. We'll take a short break here on the Lion's Den. Plenty more still to come, so stick with us.